You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along yet again to another Irish Racing Podcast at William Hill. It's Saturday, August the 4th. Andy Holding looking at another 8-race programme for you at Ballybrick, called 6th day of their Bonanza Festival, which has been truly memorable on all fronts. Willie Mullins, of course, dominating proceedings at the moment, but several others of a smaller level are chipping in, particularly the owner, Anna Mee, who's had four winners here this week. And has got a good chance of having another one as well, with Camlan bids to follow with his success 2 days ago. The highlight of the card comes in the shape of the Galway Shopping Centre Handicap Hurdle at 4:45, in which plenty of strongly fancied horses, particularly from the William Mullins stable, go to post there. But we begin with the 2 o'clock, which is the extended mile maiden for two-year-olds. And the one I quite like here, and so does the market as well, is Aidan O'Brien's Broom, who made a promising start to his career back on the 15th of July at Killarney, when he missed the break completely, fell out the stalls, found himself detached last turning for home, and then flashed home up the inside to finish a never nearer fifth behind Stabber companion Anthony Van Dyke, who of course has been touted for next year's Derby, likely to improve quite significantly from that run. Drawn is still one today. Hopefully he'll be a little bit more alertly away from the stalls and provide Aidan O'Brien with another winner here this week at the main expense of Lightning Amber, who is third in a good Curragh Maiden the last day. The only problem with her, I'm just not sure whether she'll stay the trip, having weakened out of it over 7 furlongs the last day.
Race 2.
On to the 2:30 then, and again another competitive looking maiden on paper. The big surprise here to me anyway would be all the strong support behind Jassar. Now this card by Dan Silly is going to have to be something extra special to win from stall 14 first time off the shelf. Obviously going to lose ground early on from that wide draw, and unless they do race wide and off the fence, those that are drawn towards the inner are going to hold a significant advantage. So fair play if he justifies his 2-1 market position. The one I quite like is Shifted Strategy from an each way perspective from the Fozzie Stack stable. This 3-year-old has run particularly well on all three visits here to Ballybrick. He was second in a very good maiden here last year at this corresponding meeting, and he ran well here the other night in a very competitive. Now that race was noted for its very strong pace throughout, and given that this horse was drawn 13 on the outside and was dropped in towards the back of the field, he did quite well in the coal-lighted day to finish a never near at 5th. Soft ground's not a problem, mile shouldn't be a problem, he didn't quite get the mile and a quarter the time before. But he's got quite a bit in his favour, this horse, and I'd be very, very surprised if he's not good enough to hit the frame at the very least.
Race number 3.
On to the 3:05. It's been a memorable week for Michael Mulvaney, and there's a good chance that this filly, Silver Service, can provide him with yet another winner. She probably needed her first couple of starts over what at the time now it appears an inadequate trip of 5 furlongs. Stepped up to 6. She was really impressive in the first time tongue-tie the last day, when she stayed on very eye-catching in the latter stages to wear down Urban Light and face the puck out. Nicely drawn here today. I'd certainly expect her to uphold the form with the horses that she beat. And this stiff track should, in theory, play right into her hand. So she handles the ground. There's a good chance that Silver Service can give Connections yet another winner here at Ballybrick.
Race 4.
On to the 3:35 then, and a very competitive race here. I've been hugely taken by Truffles' victory, not only at the coal-lighted day when it actually won on the day visually, but the time figures worked out, because Onoroku finished second, backed up the form here with a scintillating 10-length victory here 2 days ago. So that form was red hot, the time figure was good, and if it wasn't for the fact that she'd be drawn sole 16-16 here, I'd make her almost nap material here this afternoon. If she manages to break and get out on the outside and get into a good position, I still think she can win, because I think she's got quite a bit in hand in this field. If she fails from that draw, well, maybe Keep Believing might be able to gain compensation for his unlucky unseat the other night when the saddle slipped in the hands of Luke McAteer. He was in the perfect position as well, 2 out before that disaster struck, and I made him my nap of the day that day, so it wouldn't surprise me if he made up for that untimely episode. We've also got the likes of Bo Satchel, Guanavara Bay, who also ran well early on in the week. So it doesn't really require me to have this race down as a betting proposition, really, but if you held a gun to my head, I'd still go with Truffles, even though she's drawn on the wing in stall 16.
Race 5.
On to the 410, and then one of the big betting races of the afternoon for me. Two horses that ran really well early on in the week are the two to concentrate in what should turn out to be quite a keenly contested affair. The first, of course, is Camlan, who needs no second introduction. What a horse this has been over the years for the connections of Sharkhan and Annette May. Just a total and utter credit to the yard. And he managed to win here the other night from a bad draw. He was drawn 16 of 18. Connections were worried about the draw, worried about the ground, yet he still pulled it off, showing great tenacity in the finish, quickened up really well coming up the hill. And he looks in fantastic form. And if you think that he's been brought out 2 days too quick, well, he's managed to run 3 times here at the Ballybrook before and still won. So I won't put it past him to go in again. The danger could well be this one sneaking into this race under the radar a little bit. Horse got upgraded. It was put in amazingly 33-1 by quite a lot of bookmakers this morning, but they surely couldn't have seen this horse's run the other night. This filly by acclamation finished 6th behind Urundale Limonene in a very hot amateur rider handicap, which was a sensational time on the figures. Albeit she did stay quite well. She's definitely got a better prospect here today over a mile and a half rather than the 2-mile one. She stayed on very eye-catchingly. The good booking of Ben Cohen here today. Obviously handles the ground, handles the track, and it was almost as if she had a prep race for this one today. So I'll be confident of upgrading, certainly outrunning her odds, but Camlan would be the number one choice.
Race number 6.
On to the big handicap of the day, then, this 2-mile-7 handicap hurdle with several Willie Mullins horses very fancied in the market. I do know that Shannon is supposed to be considered a 140 horse by connection, so with that in mind, 126 looks a workable mark for this mare on her first sight and handicap company. And that would be the only stumbling block, really. Can she handle the big hustle and bustle of a hurly-burly natured handicap at a big festival? Therefore, I'm going to go with Urundale, who scored here the other day in pretty spectacular fashion, coming from miles off the speed. I actually think the kid who rode it, Aubrey McMahon, didn't give it the greatest of rides, but the horse basically bailed him out of trouble. And the pair of them were 9 lengths clear. Now, we've already seen the form of that race work out well. The 8th horse finished 3rd in the Galway Hurdle. Imini ran really well here yesterday. So I'm pretty sure that time figure is absolutely spot on. The only negative I'd have in the sense with Urundale is that his patterns and profiles suggest that he's best when he's fresh off a long, long break. Now, whether he can take 2 quick races off the back of, like, only 5 days ago is open to question, but he did such a good number that he's definitely worth a roll of the dice, because I just think he's well handicapped off a mark of 1-3-2. So Urundale is the choice there.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate, then, this 2-mile maiden hurdle. And I'm really keen here on Advantage Points in this race at the prices. I must admit, I thought 8-1 was a big shout for Edward Harty's Charge. He managed to win a Punchestown bumper last time out, beating Batsio, a horse I've got a big affection for. And Dr. Duffy, who was well fancied the other day, boosted the form with a good run here at Galway 2 days ago. The danger, well, that could turn out to be Sundia from the Willie Mullins stable, who was quite impressive when she won a bumper also last time when seen in pretty decisive fashion down in Clonmel. And from stable that can do little wrong and connections that can do little wrong this week, she could well turn out to be the danger. But Advantage Point, 8-1 this top price this morning, he'll do for me.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and this looks a good shootout between the Mullins and the O'Brien Yards, respectively. Mischievous Girl is very strongly fancied, looking at the betting this morning, but I'm going to have to go with the Good Scent project, who made a really eye-catching debut of the day down in Killarney. Ran about a 5-1 chance, made the run in that day. Just got outrun by a horse called Kilbarry Way, who got into there off the back of some really good form, and the pair of them pulled nicely clear of the rest. And it actually wasn't a bad time figure either, so Good Scent with that run under her belt, with Derek O'Connor on board, will do for me in the last. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got one more day for you at Ballybrick, and we've got a fantastic day as well. We've got 8 races for you, a mixed card as ever, and the highlight is the Anna Honora handicap, which comes up smack bang in the middle of the programme. So until tomorrow, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.